Michael Keaton goes in for Biden in PA, I'm Freakin' Batman. By Hannah Blow on October 25, 2020. Actor Michael Keaton went all in for Joe Biden, offering a formal endorsement of the Democrat presidential hopeful in a one-minute video, looking into the camera, and telling viewers that they may want to listen to him because, I'm Freakin' Batman. Hi. I'm Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton Douglas, actually, from just outside of Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania. And you can act like you don't want to listen to me. I wouldn't blame you, but let's be honest, Keaton said in the video. I'm friggin' Batman. Keaton, who hasn't played Batman on screen in nearly 30 years, briefly mentioned the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, proclaiming that the current occupant of the White House had information that could have saved lives and helped not just Pennsylvanians but people all across this country. Keaton added that he couldn't sleep at night if I walked into the vote and didn't vote for Joe Biden from Scranton. Authentic Joe, he continued, describing Biden as a man like his father and the people of his generation. Guys like John McCain who'd look you in the eye and tell you the truth. I'm voting for Joe Biden. I'm going to ask you to vote for Joe Biden, Keaton said. What Michael Keaton didn't mention in his Biden ad, though, is that Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf has praised the Trump White House for assisting that state in its response to COVID-19. They've done pretty well, Wolf said in an interview with Politico. We needed additional N95 masks and I had a couple conversations with the vice president and he actually made it happen. Other Hollywood figures have joined Biden in the final push of the election, campaigning for him in various states such as Nevada, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Rocker Jon Bon Jovi joined the presidential hopeful on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania on Saturday, while pop icon Cher spoke to a group of supporters in Las Vegas, Nevada, warning that Trump is ripping the guts out of America. If Trump secures another 4 years, we wouldn't have any of the freedoms that we have, she warned. Several celebrities, including Bon Jovi, Cher, Lizzo, and the Black Eyed Peas, will participate in an I Will Vote concert on Sunday aimed to boost voter turnout for Democrats down the ballot. The trial of the Chicago 7 star has been an outspoken supporter of Biden, declaring him the winner after the first presidential debate and encouraging him to skip the remaining debates. No more debates. Joe, leave him hanging. You won. Walk away. That was not a debate, he said at the time.